The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna heat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet
Let's get it on.
I found out everybody else. Very excited moment. You know, not only for myself, but for the whole city of LA. Very happy to have him. Man, it's the only word that comes to mind is crazy. Like you said, my whole life I've been watching him. So he's my favorite player. And then just to be able to have the opportunity to play with him, you know, it's really crazy.
That's Lonzo Ball's reaction to LeBron James picking the Lakers in free agency. Mark, whatever happened to the Nuggets' chances to get LeBron? Earl Boykins was saying 40% chance the Nuggets get LeBron. They were reportedly aggressively pursuing, those are the words, aggressively pursuing a meeting with LeBron. And it never happened. Is that embarrassing for the Nuggets?
The Nuggets aggressively pursuing LeBron. It's like the Nuggets are working for TMZ Sports. That's how they're aggressively. Like, we got a shot. Like, we gotta just take a picture of him. When he was flying over from Cleveland to LA, he was flying over. There was like a 2-minute cell connection when he was passing over top of Denver. They actually tried to call him. It went straight to voicemail. They had a 40% chance. I love Earl Boykins, dude. That is absolutely crazy talk. They had no chance. No chance of getting LeBron James.
But people, there were some people who really literally latched on to the idea that it was a good possibility that at least they'd be able to get a seat at the table. And instead, you know, folks really lost a lot of credibility with all of this. And, you know, for the Nuggets, had they been able to get a meeting, sure, then you could say, hey, we were one of the finalists. We're one of the teams that got a chance to get an audience before King James. But to not even get that chance, it's like you're relegated back to the kids table as far as I'm concerned. And then something else that, you know, even a moment where you should be celebrating as a Nugget fan is Nikola Jokic gets his max deal. And it was one of the big moves in the early hours of free agency. So ESPN was doing a draft special, or not a draft, a free agency special. And they had a Woj on. And he's talking glowingly about Jokic. Okay, so then you roll the highlights of Jokic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what they rolled? Highlights of Yusuf Nurkic.
Oh, nice.
I'm not kidding. It was like 4 or 5 highlights on a loop of Nurkic.
What now?
Who plays in Portland?
Yeah, I was just going to say, was it when Nurkic was with us or with his Portland highlights?
No, it was Portland highlights. And I'm just watching this, and literally, it was like the hand of the forehead. Like, oh man! I mean, this franchise I got a giant head. It's why it's a flyover city in the NBA.
By the way,
it was reaffirmed.
By the way, it's kind of racist, right? Just hey, give me a big white European guy.
That's
right. It's not. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Not good.
So, the Nuggets re-sign Jokic. They re-sign Will Barton. Real quick, where are they at in all this? You know, with the moves that were made, Paul George staying in OKC, LeBron going to the Lakers. I mean, where are the Nuggets ranked now in the West?
Well, they're always flirting 8 or 9. They're going to be right there. They're going to be in the same boat they're always in. You know, win 42 games.
They won 46 this past year.
All right, win 46. Well, 46 usually will get you in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're right there in the 8-9 area.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know,
so 45, more of the same.
Yeah, maybe get up to 48, get in as the 8th seed. I don't know. I mean, that's another year, and obviously you didn't have Millsap healthy for a long time last year. Maybe that makes the difference, and you're at 48 and you get in, and then you get bounced by the Warriors or the Rockets.
Next on the Morning Brew.
With a fly ball to center field. It's well hit. It's on its way, and it is gone. A home run. Tapia went all the way back to the wall, tried to make a leap. It turned out to be futile. Kept trotting around the bases with his 14th home run of the year.
Dodgers radio, boy, for a time there, it looked good. The Rockies were up, And then Chad Bettis had to leave with a finger issue. And once again, the bullpen blows. Adam Ottavino, who was the one guy we could trust, now he's leaking oil. The Rockies take 2 out of 3 in L.A. Can you feel good about what the Rockies did this weekend, or the fact that they missed out on the sweep and that they had to send John Gray down to AAA? Does it take some of the steam out of the weekend?
No, I was actually pleasantly surprised. After the first two losses, two in a row to the Giants, I was like, oh, here we go. And then, winning three games in a row and coming out with a 3-3, 3-3 split, from that series from those two series, I actually thought it was pretty decent. Ottavino is a little bit scary. I watched him throw I didn't watch him throw last night. I was on a plane, but, I watched him throw the other night, where he got, he got out. He gave up, I think he gave up one hit, but he got out of it. And, I just thought that his breaking ball is not quite as sharp as it's been. It's not quite, his slider is not quite getting the depth and the distance where you run out of bat, you swing at it, and it's already 6 inches beyond your bat's capability of getting there. So it's not quite as sharp as it once was. I don't know what kind of adjustment needs to be made there, but that one's a little bit scary for me. But I was pleasantly surprised with the fight the Rockies showed, considering the fact and what Freeland did and what Anderson did. Yeah. Tip of the cap to those guys because they pitched their butts off. Ramon Marquez did.
Mm-hmm.
Just brilliant pitching. So, although, it is interesting that they used Ottavino and then they had to go back to Ottavino the next day when Marquez had like 84 pitches and had, a two hitter through 8 innings. And I was shocked when they didn't bring him back out for the 9th to get him a complete game.
Well, you said that this was a stretch that if they weren't careful, they'd be 10 games out of first place and effectively out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went 3-3 through San Francisco and L.A. They're 6 games out. Now they're home for 3 with San Francisco, at Seattle for 3, then home for 3 with Arizona, and 3 with Seattle before the All-Star break. So, there's that 6 games back right now. You're saying be careful. It could be 10, but at least they're hanging in there.
They were 8. They were 8 after the first 2 games with San Francisco, and they worked it back down to 6. So to me, that's those are pretty good days.
Next on the Morning Brew.
The coaches have shown that they really want to play fast. It's been really out tempo and more about getting things quick, moving your feet quick, getting the puck off quick. Just their determination to win. They're making it a winning culture, and that's what I've noticed the first couple days.
That is Josh Dickinson, one of the Avalanche young newbies that were part of their developmental camp over the weekend. Free agency in the NHL saw the big fish, John Tavares, who a lot of Avalanche fans were craving, end up going to Toronto. The Avs made a couple of good, solid veteran moves. They brought in Ian Cole, a defenseman, and Matt Calvert, the forward from Columbus. But it is clear, and Joe Sakic made a point of saying this, we are going to continue with the youth movement. We're going to continue with prospects. My question is, if you're looking to build on what you did last year, that is, make the playoffs and have a good showing against Nashville in the first round, is this the way to do it, to take the next step, or are you sort of signing yourself up for more of the same?
No, I think you've put a plan in place, and I think all your young players in that Nashville series showed that they have the toughness, they have the ability, they obviously have the skill to be able to compete. And I think one of the things, you get into playoff hockey like they did, and I'll never forget that first game of the Nashville series where Nashville just beat them up and how the Avalanche responded to that series. I think you got to feel pretty good if you're Joe Sakic. You got to feel pretty good about how they responded, the way they played, the toughness they showed. And so I think you got to feel pretty good about the guys that you have on your roster and the lessons they learned from that first series.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Keenum under center, deep drop, fires to the end zone, caught, touchdown, Stephon Diggs. 15-yard touchdown strike from Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs, and the Kings of the North lead 22-7.
Vikings radio right there. So guess what? Case Keenum actually has real MVP odds, according to the Vegas Wise Guys. Bovada.com released their odds for NFL regular season MVP. 46 players received a number, received an odd, you know, an odds. Broncos quarterback Case Keenum is tied for 22nd at 50-1 with the Giants' Eli Manning, Pittsburgh's Antonio Brown, Dallas's Ezekiel Elliott, and Tampa Bay's Jameis Winston. What do you make of Case Keenum actually having legitimate MVP odds?
Are those really legitimate MVP odds? Of those guys you mentioned, who literally has legitimate MVP odds?
You don't believe that an Antonio Brown or an Ezekiel Elliott could be in the running for MVP? Todd Gurley,
I think,
was in the running for MVP. You saw the impact he had with the Rams. Right. Why couldn't Ezekiel Elliott do that with the Cowboys?
I think Ezekiel Elliott, I asked you, who really legitimately has odds there? I think Ezekiel Elliott does. I think Antonio Brown does to a lesser degree because of the position that he plays. But you really think Jameis Winston is going to miss the first three games? And you really think Case Keenum?
The thing I like the most about Case is he's got big balls.
Yeah. It's great that he has odds. It's great. Those odds, you know, it's like Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance? There's a chance. But boy, I feel like it's pretty slim.
Well, he's got odds though.
Yes.
And as long as, hey, the Vegas Golden Knights had odds too. 500-1.
Yeah, it's true.
And they came oh so close.
Yep.
Okay.
Horseshoes right. And hangers.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yes,
all right.
Indeed.
That'll
so
do
you're
it.
Telling me there's a chance.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.